B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Zoe and Beetle. Working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you
know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
T-Bone, you're taking responsibility for that one. Hey, you dick.
It's a good one, though.
Bars.
You a fan of this one, Zoe?
I am. Because they only want to have fun.
Let's go to your phone, 617-779-0985. Liz is in Michigan today. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hi. I noticed in the qualifying for the finals that she made a mistake on the floor exercise. She not only stepped out of bounds on the floor,
yep.
She stepped off the mat. She also, in the finals of the qualifying for the Olympics, made major mistakes on all four apparatus. I think she's injured.
She very well could be. I think a lot of these athletes deal with and either, you know, play through or compete through injury, but we can only take them at their word at this point. And she said physically she's fine.
When she said that, and the coach was heard saying it's a mental issue, like he probably knew without even elaborating or saying it more, like something's off with her. You can tell.
So I wouldn't discount the possibility that she's not 100%, but we've been told twice now that's not the case.
That when you're hurt and you're injured, that you just don't fix it. And to where she answered, "I'll be okay in a day or two." You don't fix it that way. This is upstairs. She's not confident. She has no confidence right now. That's what it seems like. She's unsure.
Let's go to Joe in Easton. Hi, Joe.
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up, Joe?
So I'm not making an excuse for her, but from what I understand, she has this thing called the twisties, which is essentially like the yips, like in baseball, like Daniel Bard can't throw a strike, John Lester.
Yeah, golfers get it. The yips. Kind of yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So essentially what everyone's calling it is she has like the twisties where in a sport like that, you have to be so intricate, like you have to do 2.5 spins or whatever, but she can only do 1 or 1.5. And then if that mental block, if she's trying to spin like that, like that's in a situation where she could, you know, fall on her back, break her back. So that's kind of the, you know, the health standpoint, I guess, that's kind of the danger. But, I mean, I'm not really making an excuse for her. She is the best in the world, and you don't see the best in the world getting the yips in other sports. So, you know, I just thought that was interesting, just the fact that...
Yeah, no, it's John Lester trying to throw the ball to first base.
Yeah. It's a mental block, yeah.
It's Michael Felger putting. Michael Felger, great golfer, but at some point realized he couldn't putt. He practically gave up the game and courageously is taken to the links again.
Greg Norman.
Earlier this summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Greg Norman just not a pressure player. But he didn't walk off the course.
Correct.
But it's also having fun.
But it's also a team sport. You're sort of leaving that part out.
But the ultimate team player stayed there and clapped.
Haley on Twitter said, what you guys are missing is that based on her vault, she did complete, when she did compete, that was hurting their gold medal chances more than her leaving the competition.
I didn't miss that. I agree with that.
No, what I'm saying is if you find it within yourself to actually compete, she does help them, but she just didn't feel like it today.
I don't think it has anything.
Andrew's in Hull. Andrew, go ahead.
Hey guys, how you doing? Love the show. Hey,
thank you.
You know, the problem I have with you guys today with talking about this is that you don't know what someone like that's going through. I have two daughters that deal with anxiety, panic attacks, and they play sports, you know, lacrosse, soccer. And, you know, sometimes it just gets to them. You know, my oldest daughter's going to a D1 school, and she's having panic attacks, and she's not even there yet. So, I mean, you don't know what she's going through. The poor girl just flew across, you know, halfway across the world. And you know what? You know, the poor thing is...
But she's done this before. It's not like this is new to her. She's the ultimate Olympian.
Right, which is why I think she deserves some slack. She's incredible at this. She's performed in these high... It's not... No, she can't handle the pressure. She's not good enough for that. She's proven on multiple occasions over the last decade that she can perform in all of those spots and win gold.
That's the part that gets lost in this.
I agree with you on that.
She's sort of given up here.
Can't handle it or isn't the best. No, she's already done all that.
But Hardy's right. She's going to be like held up as like a hero where she's letting her team down. Like, they look up to her. She's the star.
She doesn't need to be a hero to be able to say, oh, that's a good call because she knew it was going to hurt her team.
It's not saying
you're a hero.
Yeah, and I'm not disregarding or discounting or downplaying the severity of panic attacks or anxiety issues or anything else.
We never did that.
But she's 24 years old. She's been doing this for years and years and years. She is, once again,
the best.
She's the drill. She's the best on the team. She's the best in the world. She is considered by many to be the best gymnast of all time. And today, when her team needed her, she went out there and said, you know what, guys, you're going to be better off without me, but I'll stand here and cheer. That doesn't fit. You know what?
That kind of does a disservice to
people who do suffer from real panic attacks and real anxiety issues, as opposed to somebody who just, I wasn't feeling it today. This kind of feels like I wasn't feeling it today.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be fun. I wasn't really having fun.
It's been a long week. Long month, long year.
And yes, she's got this incredible backstory, and she overcame a lot. I'm not discounting any of that. Talking about today, and if you want us to pay more attention to sports like this and give them their due credit, this comes with the territory. We look at performances, and we sit here in a very comfortable studio and talk about these things, but this is what happens. And the performance today was a non-performance. She said, nope, I'm not going to do it.
She did, and then she struggled and failed and then decided to depart. Wasn't like she didn't try. She didn't wake up this morning and say, I'm not doing it today. That didn't happen. Like, you keep describing it as, I don't feel like doing it today. She tried to do it. She was in the competition. She had a bad moment in the competition. She didn't quit prior to the going out and trying to gut it out or play through it, if you will. Do you think she felt totally fine while she was running up to do the vault?
I think they would have been better off had she quit before she showed up in there. And then you would have
ripped her and said what you're saying now, which is that she just didn't want to be there, didn't feel like doing it.
What if it's
she
not?
She tried to do it.
What if it's not a medical and she doesn't compete on Thursday in the individual?
What do you mean?
She said this. I'll be fine in a day or two. Like, what if she
allows? She comes back in the individual and wins gold.
Yes. Or doesn't compete.
I don't know. Like, will ESPN still call her the ultimate teammate?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, if she comes back and performs well, is she going to get ripped for proving that she was okay?
Tell me, Hardy,
what's the best PR play for her now?
Not to win gold, the individual.
What will you give her credit for? Not competing or going out and winning gold?
I don't want to give her credit for anything. It's just a situation. I don't want to celebrate what she did.
I think she would look worse going out competing individually and winning gold.
If she goes out now, competes individually and wins gold, do you think that's a good look for her?
Yeah, I think that's based on what you're saying. She was able to overcome whatever it is she's dealing with and gets back out there, gets back on the horse and wins gold.
Back on the pommel horse? I don't think they do pommel horse and win.
You know what I'm saying.
Pole vault.
They don't do pole vault.
Spring vault.
Springboard.
What was the event?
If she doesn't compete on Thursday, I just would expect you to say, oh, she didn't feel like doing it again.
Can you imagine
that? At least that would be consistent. This is the most inconsistent thing about Simone Biles in her entire career.
Maybe she'd just say, I'm not feeling Tokyo here. I'm just not feeling it. I'm done. Done this week. I think that'd be best case scenario for her.
617-779-0985. Olympics now in the mix as well today.
Hello.
What's that?
Get all the other countries.
The Brits are there?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Olympics in the conversation as well. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Putting you in the middle of of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds from talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're going to mix in some football and Red Sox stuff here as well, in addition to the Olympic calls. Dylan in Providence on the Patriots. Hey, Dylan.
Gentlemen, what's going on today? How
are
you?
Let's go, Pats.
Yes, sir. Let's go, Pats. Like, I usually call you guys around this time every year before training camp. I was pretty bummed last year. I couldn't go, but my buddies and I are going to Friday's session, so real pumped to see what the guys look like this year. So I had a couple dark horse training camp candidates to make the roster this year. I really liked what I thought of J.J. Taylor last year. I'm really hoping he nabs one of those running back spots. I mean, Brandon Bolden, I know he's a special teamer, but he's been on the team for like 8-9 years now. And how long do we need to carry him for a running back spot to not have a guy like J.J. Taylor, who's young, can catch out of the backfield and run pretty hard from what we saw last year?
Well, that's that last thing you just said right there. He can run. He's got speed. That's stuff that you can't coach.
Dylan.
That's why he is a important piece, I think.
Dylan, I like your call a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, and I also think Zoe can attest to this as well. I think you could probably put him in the slot and move him around a little bit, a la James White, because he's getting up there in years too.
All right,
so you could be creative.
My second guy.
Yeah. Okay, got another one. Dylan.
My second guy to make the roster this year. I really think that Trey Nixon, the seventh round draftee that we got, is going to push Gunnar Olszewski for a final wideout spot.
Oh, Ernie's pick.
Trey Nixon.
I watched some of his stuff from UCF because I watch a lot of college ball too. And they used him really, really well as far as moving him all around the formation. They like to put him in the backfield and stuff too occasionally. But slot guy, quick on his feet, nimble, good hands. So those are my two guys. But I'll see you on Friday and hopefully things work out this year.
Okay,
all right, bring
Dylan,
the noise.
Dylan
good call.
In Providence. Woo.
Good football call.
Speaking my language right there, loves Taylor, down on Bolden, and he's given me a name to look for. Trey Nixon.
Okay. You know whose pick that is?
Ernie Adams.
Yep. Don't want to cut Ernie's guy.
Trey Nixon.
Wouldn't that be something if Trey Nixon come in and just pick things up quicker than Nikhil Harry ever did? Move him around, use them in the slot. And you don't know who the slot receiver is yet. It's probably going to be Myers to start. And I think, everybody's like, well, can't be Gunnar. You forget. It took Edelman 3 years. And I'm not comparing Olszewski to Edelman. But he's got the build and he's got the quickness and he's got the moves as a returner. You could develop him.
This Trey Nixon guy, value pick here, missed a lot of time last year due to a broken collarbone.
Ooh, that hurt.
He got off to a great start. He played Georgia Tech in his first game, and in the first two quarters of the game, 4 passes, 4 catches, 94 yards, and 2 scores.
Sounds like a home run hitter to me.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he had to leave the game. He had a broken collarbone and missed the next 6 games.
I should have sucked that up.
Prior to that, he had a great year in 2019. Yeah, I like this. Went to Ole Miss for 2 years, and then he transferred to UCF, where he started 27 straight games over 3 seasons. Career, 109 catches, 1,600 yards, 13 touchdowns.
Ernie, I've watched a ton of film on him, and he's a keeper to me.
Oh, Trey Nixon.
Trey Nixon.
All right, so Trey Nixon. Yeah. Keep an eye on Trey Nixon. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
I can't wait. I can't wait to watch. I'm excited to see the receiver group. I am.
Let's see it. But it is time. Bolden, too old, Zoe. Time for Bolden to go. After a year off, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a step slower. Not JJ.
JJ's time is now. Yep.
Quick move. Quick hitter.
Love JJ.
It was trending to be Deion Lewis part two, for him.
Mike is in Worcester on the Red Sox deadline. Hey, Mike.
Worcester.
Hey guys, how are you today?
How are you?
Listen, I know you guys got the juice with Mr. Bloom. So I'm an OG. I don't have a computer or any of that stuff.
Okay.
So I'm counting on one of you guys to get a text or something out to Mr. Bloom.
You're an OG?
OG. I'm a 66-year-old lifetime fan of you guys. So here's what you got to do.
All right.
You got to get word to Mr. Bloom to get Mr. Merrifield from Kansas City to play first base over here. Whit Merrifield. Okay, look him up. 270 hitter. 24 out of 25 stolen bases as of a week ago. Great in the clubhouse, according to newspapers I read. This guy is the solution at first base. Oh, and by the way, he plays all 8 positions except for pitcher. You can put him as an emergency catcher, but first and second are his key. He's going to fit this team perfect. I'm wondering if there's some reason that we can't get him, no trade clause. I don't think in Kansas City he's making a lot of money. Check it out, guys. Thank you so much.
Mike and Worcester, appreciate the call. Old school baseball call right there. Whit Merrifield is in trade rumors with the Seattle Mariners. He is under control through next season. The Royals this year paying him $7.25 million. Next year, he's set to make $3.25 million. Then there's a team option for $11 million. Unless he spends over 109 days on the injured list next season, in that case, the option goes down to $7 million. Mm. Those are the details on his contract. The Mariners obviously would have enough to get him. They've got a decent farm system, correct? Do I have that right, Milliken?
Yeah, their farm system, especially at the top right now.
Highly regarded farm system right now in baseball. I can't tell you the details of that other than I know they're near the top. Even after the Jack Zarensic days of like torching the entire organization, they've got a good farm system. Mm. Red Sox would have to compete. Is that a guy that should be on their radar,
Milliken? Farm system versus farm system.
Can you thank you, Heim, sending Heim a text message and say, Mr.
Juice.
Bloom, Whit Merrifield.
I am a Whit Merrifield fan. He is having a down year, especially at the plate. Just hasn't been where he's usually been. But he's a really good player. Is he a traditional first baseman? No. Like the caller said, really can mix and match. He led the league in the MLB and hits the last couple
years. I don't like the lack of excitement,
times.
Milliken's.
Yeah, I don't like it right either.
So I think that's...
Merrifield a little older. He's 34.
He's not
young.
He's not the ideal fit, and it's going to cost a good portion because they're going to pick up that team option, whoever or wherever he ends up going. It's ridiculously cheap money on top of it. So I think the price of it is going to be outside of what the Red Sox are looking for. It's also not the best fit.
Well, let's go to Oscar in New Hampshire on the Olympics. Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I just think that since nobody knows what's exactly going on, you don't know if Simone has maybe mental issues. She's definitely not going to expose herself to that type of criticism, that you should be deferring to the athlete. The athlete knows her body or his body, and you should respect that. Well, with all the speculation that's going on, it's just ludicrous.
Well, she spoke.
I mean, it's crazy. These people can get killed doing what they're doing, and if they're not...
All right.
There's no speculation. She said that she wasn't mentally in a good place to compete, and she also said it was supposed to be fun, and she wasn't having any fun. So she withdrew from the competition. There's no speculation. That's what happened.
We're not criticizing her mentally or her
anxiety. Can we just slow down a little bit with the she was going to die out there thing? I mean, let's just ease up on that a little bit. My general point is this. I'm not celebrating the decision, but what I am saying is, this is not an athlete who has not already performed in those big, high-pressure spots. She has routinely done that. And her track record should give her some leeway and should shield her from any sort of criticism of her being a quitter or giving up or being a bad teammate, any of those things. Like, her track record is too good to sort of immediately think that she's not giving it her all or is not a good teammate or doesn't care. Like, her track record is too impressive. She's too good of an athlete to face that.
Regardless.
That's fair.
Regardless of what side.
She should get some leeway for all the things that she's done.
No.
Totally
fair.
Whatever side you believe on, whatever you think or whatever your view is on her, it does take guts to do what she did. Because she knows there's going to be backlash.
She'd face it for it, yeah.
You're going to either be called, a hero, a quitter. One or the other. Like, there's no middling this.
Like Dan and Salem, what do you think of Simone Biles?
So, Scott David, let me ask you. In 96 during the Super Bowl, if Drew walked into the locker room and said, guys, you know what? I'm not feeling it tonight. Just not having it. Just not in the right place.
Well, we knew that on the first pick.
The first pick.
Let's keep the
comparison
accurate.
We knew
that we couldn't block Reggie. Yeah.
Right. After Simone, did not have a good first
pick. What's your point?
After he threw the first pick, he said, I'm not feeling it tonight, guys. You're better off without me.
But isn't there a point where she's the best in the world, best we've ever seen.
she's the draw that brings everyone to gymnastics, because none of us are really going to watch it without her.
Correct.
Isn't there at least a point where, even if she's out there competing, Russian Olympic Committee, whatever you want to call them, Japan, they're looking over their shoulder going, they still have Simone Biles, whether she's on the right, whether her mind is right or not.
Right.
But like you guys said, and I'm with her, she's been doing this her whole life. This is her game day. She's already had another game day in 2016 and performed well. What's the difference between now?
I there's memories of what? It's Kerry Struthers, right? That taped up the ankle?
Strug.
I'm sorry. Kerry Strug. I'm not an Olympic fan. I'm not a gymnast fan. Gymnastics fan. But I remember that. Remember her being carried off because she gave it everything she could.
Can we just not compare it to someone who hadn't won before? This is the equivalent of Tom Brady checking out on a game.
2 minutes of Super Bowl.
It's not Drew Bledsoe. It's Tom Brady.
It's the equivalent to Mary Lou Retton tapping out, which she did not. America's sweetheart.
There we go.
Imagine if Mary Lou Retton tapped out. She would never have been on Radio Row, and you would have never met her.
Now, you know what? Shut your mouth. How dare you even insinuate that a world exists where I would not have met Mary Lou Retton.
You wouldn't have. You wouldn't even known her.
Oh. Don't want to know that alternative universe. Pete is in Rockland. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. I don't know if that will help or hurt your whole conversation here, but I did hear Rich say something this morning about she was, like, a little upset the way the judges were judging her because of, you know, the technique that she was using or something. And I don't know where he got that information, but I just thought I'd throw it out there to you guys.
There is something a little bit off about, and this has been one of Felger's takes for years that I think is a good one. Like any sport that involves judging, it's like, oh God, you've got that element of what someone else thinks about it. The difference with Simone Biles is I think she was so supremely talented and so obviously better than anyone else. Yeah. I don't know that. You know, the judge's inclinations would have factored in that much, and maybe she didn't like some of this.
Well, there's automatics too for, like, you step out of bounds, you're getting marked.
Some of this stuff is pretty cut and dry. Yeah. But yeah, man, diving, ice skating, gymnastics, yeah, you are at the mercy of the judges, and that just rubs a lot of people the wrong way about the sport in general. I mean, most of the sports we talk about and cover, there are not judges. There are refs, there are judgment calls made throughout the course of a game, but it doesn't come down to a qualitative analysis of your performance. It's how many points you score. That's what it comes down to. And yeah, they score points, but those points are given out by judges.
617-779-0985. This has people fired up today that Simone Biles will not be at the Olympics. People do care about the Olympics. They do.
No, I think they care about the lone star of the Olympics.
This is the star of the Olympics. Yeah, this is the star of the issue. Show. Star of the show. Did you watch any Olympics last night?
Hell no.
Hardy, did you catch any of the Olympics?
No. I was watching that Snake River Canyon jump documentary I was telling you about.
Here are the headlines. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take,
right? But it's a retake. It's a reheated take, microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand,
not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. I got you. You want me? Does the Pitbull come in here? Hey, it's me. It's Pitbull.
No, he's not in this one, is he?
No. There's a rapper in here. You want me? You need me. You don't want it.
How many lyrics do you think we could come up with?
None. It's a good video, though.
Tim is in Framingham. What?
Sorry. You want a baby.
You want a baby.
Baby girl you. With the baby girl hit
all night.
All night.
Tim, how you doing? Tim in Framingham. What's up?
Yes, I'm doing well. I just wanted to pipe in on the Simone Biles situation.
Sure, pipe away.
My opinion, she basically, for whatever reason, wasn't right mentally. And rather than going out there as a leader of that team and messing up and not setting the correct tone for her team, she could have cost them a medal by going out there and messing up. That's my opinion.
Right, Tim, there's an argument that her vault is what cost them gold.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm reading. That's what some of the gymnastics fans are telling us on Twitter, that there's an argument that her vault is what cost them to begin with. That she recognized it and got out. That's part of, again, she didn't say that, though. That's other people reading into it. The scoring thing, by the way, that I believe was being mentioned this morning was that Biles is being judged on a different scale because the judges know she's better. And so it's harder for her to get the scores that other gymnasts can get. So her leaving could somehow level the playing field. That's a problem with a judge sport, isn't it?
I know. Then you get to the figure skating part of it. Like, you know, like, okay, so Nancy principles. Kerrigan and, Oksana Bayul and all them were damn good at what they did and almost perfect. That one little trip up, we're going to dock you all these points because you should be a hell of a lot better. Your expectations are there.
Mike is in Pittsburgh. Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
How's the Berg?
I guess what I want to ask you guys is if Brady or Mahomes had a bad first half in a conference championship and then decided, hey, I'm not going to play in the second half, and then cost their team a shot at the Super Bowl but decided they were going to play in the Pro Bowl, what do you say to that? Because I think your answer there should tell you how you feel about Thursday and if Simone Biles competes individually.
All right. Thanks for the call there. And this guy, Daniel, on Twitter brings up the good point, too, here.
It's can like I make a 20, polite 28 request to 3. For everyone, by the way?
28-3.
Polite reminder, just quick before I forget.
Yeah.
Off the Bluetooths and speakerphones, if you could.
Oh.
I don't want to be all Felger about it.
Yeah.
You know, and get mad. I just...
You're not being
not
a
even
dick.
Just for us.
You're not going to be a dick.
For our listeners. Right. Because if you're listening to this show in the car or you're sitting at home...
A lot of people do.
Whatever it is, it sounds really bad.
Like if you're in Korea?
Yeah.
You listen to the show?
Yeah.
Our birthday boy yesterday?
Oh, yeah, of course. Kevin and Korea.
Kevin and Korea.
We're going global with that guy.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's all. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, but like,
a point.
Daniel on Twitter.
Reminder.
Be like, you think Brady felt like he was totally good to go after that pick six and you're down 28-3? Think you get in there like, oh, God, we got to come back out. No, he came back out and rallied his team. That's your job when you're the leader. She's the leader. That's part of it. It's part of being on that team. That comes with the territory. It does. That's sports. When you're the best one, you're the best pitcher, guess what? When you're Pedro Martinez, we expect you to go 7. When you say you want to stay in the game, get him out. You know? There's a reason there's certain guys bat fourth. There's a certain reason guys bat leadoff. You set the tone. You get the game going.
Yeah, it's sort of like Simone Biles was at the 2016 games.
Yeah.
You know, that's what she did.
Yeah.
She had that performance.
She put herself on the map. Yeah. It's been again, please play the audio again of how long the
Here's
week
what
and
would
the,
happen,
the year has been. This I was totally on her side until I heard this. You know, the audio of how it's just the whole grind this year, it's been long and
so just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
I don't know what to say. And for everyone who's like,
but there's
you know,
more
you
to that
take
quote.
This more seriously. That's why
it's the
we kind of like sports and we get all worked up about stuff is because we know at the end of the day, they're not important. You know, this isn't talking about somebody, you know, and what they're doing and the sacrifice they're making. They're doing it because, you know, you want to, and it's for the team and for the Olympics. It's, you know, might be for your country, but whatever.
You're one of how many representing your country.
We're, you know, lives are not at stake. So
no, but it's not like she doesn't get the drill, Hardy, is the point.
When somebody doesn't want to compete, what we end up doing is we criticize them for it. You know, that was my thing, my main thing with Antonio Brown. For years, I'm like, the guy just doesn't want to play football, you know? Forget about it. He doesn't want to play. And he wasn't celebrated for sitting out and not showing up for the Steelers or not showing up for the Raiders. No one said, oh, he's really taking care of all of his mental health issues. No. You know, this is what we do. We talk about this stuff because we know that ultimately it's not all that important. They're just games to be played. So for anyone who wants to put like all this, like
I got a better one.
This serious weight on Simone Biles, part of competing in that sport and what she's been doing now for years and years and years. She's not a kid. She's 24 years old. She knows that, okay, I'm going to do my best. And if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. But what she said was there's just a lot of stress and it's not fun. So I'm not going to do it today. And I think my team had a better chance of winning without me. If you're the best person on the team, that's a tough leap for me to take. If you're the star of the Olympics and you're considered by many to be the best to ever do it, much less the best in these Olympics, it's tough to convince me that your team is going to be better off without you. If you can somehow rally yourself to actually want to be there today.
I got a better one for you. I got a better comparison for you. So you talk about biggest sport, one of the biggest sports, NBA. You're the best player on the team. You're Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving tapped out because he didn't want to be there. He had, remember, the thinker? He got crushed for it. Absolutely crushed. Nobody defended Kyrie, but everybody wants to defend her. Kyrie wasn't right. He didn't want to play. He checked out for a while, and then he came back. He's the best player on that team. Nobody criticized him. I mean, everybody crushed him.
You're talking about this year with the Nets?
I'm talking about when he tapped out.
With the Nets?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not the best player on his team.
Well, I mean,
but the other part is...
He's a planet player. He's a planet player in that sport.
He ghosted his team and didn't tell them what the hell was going on. That's a problem.
Okay.
That is a problem. And then was breaking protocol and was out at the nightclub with the birthday party and all of that.
And I'm not comparing her, but I'm trying to think of what athlete top of their sport checks out.
I don't know what the comp is. It's a unique situation. Physically, apparently, okay. Got there, wasn't feeling it, said, I'm not going to do this.
Like, Kyrie's the only one I could think to attempt to compare it. And I know it's a different situation because he departed on his team and nobody knew where he was. Didn't tell the coach. But and I'm not playing a player.
I'm not killing her for it. I'm not, you know, just criticizing and saying this is the worst thing ever. But if you're asking me to celebrate it, that's where I say, no, I'm not doing that either.
Let's go to Jim, who's in Beverly today. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, Mark? How you doing?
Good.
Jim.
Let me take you off speaker. What's up, Joe?
What's going on? Where you been?
I know. Well, it's football. Now I'm back.
Big Mark.
On this Simone Biles, number one, I can't believe it happened because she was going down as one of the greatest gymnasts in the country. But the other day, I don't know if you guys saw this, her quote was, I feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders. And I'm thinking, what are you doing? Where's your head at? And then this happens. And now, don't you think, I was in Shaw's earlier today and they got a big picture of her. Don't you think this is going to cost her a boatload of money? She's going to start losing endorsements now.
Oh, I think those checks have cleared. Yeah. she might lose some. I don't know.
She may gain some.
Always possible.
Yeah, she may gain some for the ones that think this is, you know, courageous. I don't know. Ultimate teammate.
Well, that's what we're going to be dealing with for the next couple of days, right up until the individual competition.
Thursday's a big day for it. Yeah.
And then for the all-arounds, right? Okay. I wonder if she competes. And if she does... And individually wins a gold medal when she was unable to
2 days ago
for whatever reason 2 days ago to contribute to what could have been a team gold medal. How will that be received? What would you think about that, Beetle?
I would think she overcame whatever she was dealing with today. Good for her to get back out there. Get back out there. Isn't that good? Isn't that what you're looking for? To get back out there and continue to compete?
A little quick. A little more time in between there.
Yeah, I, I would have preferred that maybe she were able to do it a few hours ago so that she could be there for the team for all those other girls who have no chance at sniffing a gold medal in the all-arounds individually, but they could still win a gold medal for the team competition.
She's on record. She's on record saying how stressed out they are, how it's been a long week, how there aren't any fans. It's kind of hard to get juiced up for it. You know, it's been a long month, a long year. That doesn't help her.
Let's pick it up on the other side. Also, a Patriots player has COVID, as was reported just minutes ago. We'll tell you who that is and what that will mean for this player, a player who is vaccinated. We'll get to that next. Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. So I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did last minute having to go in. And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
Sorry. I stand corrected. I'm with you.
Wow. What?
It's been a long week, and it's a long flight to get over there, and it's a long year. We really don't know what we're getting into. There's no fans.
It's supposed to be fun. I wouldn't have any fun.
No fans.
So I let the girls go ahead and finish silver medalists. They did that juice.
Wow. Oh, my.
Allie Raisman was watching the coverage and was on the Today Show after this had happened.
Yeah, I saw her this morning.
She said, my heart dropped and I was devastated and I still am after watching her try and compete in the vault. She said she wondered if Biles got lost in the air during a vault, which is what gymnasts talk about when they talk about losing track of themselves while airborne.
It's like in a plane. You lose, you get in the clouds, man. If you don't have the right... You end up in that
vortex. Well, mentally you're not there, or mentally you're struggling. That can be dangerous.
You need to be on your game,
it's
man.
It's so obvious that can be dangerous, that there is a huge mental element to a competition like this.
Hey, I ain't flipping around in the air. Even trained. You know, I just... it's not going to end well for me.
There's audio of her telling her teammates, by the way, that she's going to be withdrawing from the competition. She sounds startled in the behind the scenes audio, if you will.
So she got scared.
It sounds like she got scared.
Yeah, she got scared. She got spooked.
Yes.
Happens.
So I don't think it's... No, I don't feel like doing this today. Like something happened in the course of competition.
Error.
Yeah, the audio is not great, but she does not sound
so.
She doesn't look well. She doesn't sound well.
So imagine being one of her teammates, and you know who she is and what she brings, and she's the favorite, and she's the superstar, and you know she's going to get all the accolades, and she pretty much carries us. It's her, and this is why I don't buy. Okay, I'm going to tap out to give them the best chance. There's not one of them one of those teammates that heard her say, "It's not my damn Tapanock guys." That said, yes, that's good for her because that's going to help us win now. If Allie Raisman, who does not compete, is sitting there and her heart drops.
That's what she said.
She knows what's going on and the relevance that this is going to have and the impact it's going to have on that Olympic team. You can't tell me it's one of those Olympic teammates that are sitting there. Yes, it's good. You go do what you got to do. That gives us the best chance to win here. No way. No way.
I can't wrap my head around it. I don't understand it. Yes, for the three of us to sit here and say, oh, yeah, if you're mentally not there, you could get hurt. This is all she does. She's the best in the world. She's, by many accounts, the best gymnast who's ever lived. And what when it...
She should have ice in her veins at this moment.
Well, when it came down to it, it's like, you know, at this point today, God, it's supposed to be fun. It's right. Not really any fun. I'm, you know what? You guys are better off without me. How are we better off without the best gymnast of all time on our
team
today in the team competition?
It's like a quarterback saying, hey, like, what's Brady love? Being down four with the ball, final 2 minutes, and I got two timeouts, and we're going to go score.
Yeah, your head's not in it. You can get hurt out there. Yes, but this is what you do.
Yeah. It's why you watch. It's why it's the Olympics. This is what you train for your whole life. This is your game day. You want to play?
So Thursday's competition is the individual all-around, and she is slated to compete in that, but it's not yet known if she will. That's going to hurt the ratings if she doesn't. It's going to be bad for the ratings, guys. She's good for the ratings. Simone Biles, very good for the ratings.
Sprock Rocket, man.
How about this press release? There goes the pumping of the tires.
Louth must be back.
First, the tweet, the image from the tweet from NBC Sports PR. Again, here on our simulcast, NBC Sports Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
And hello to everyone in Stamford. Nice to see you again. This tweet, NBC's Tokyo Olympics momentum continues. Primetime viewership increases from opening ceremony through first two competition nights for the first time since 1992.
Well, you would hope that once they started the competitions, that it would increase
because
the opening ceremony is such a dud with no fans.
Do you hear this? Typically, it's a decrease. But for the first time since 92, the numbers have gone up. Do you know why it was an increase? Because ratings for the opening ceremony were down 54%. The primetime, reading from the Hollywood Reporter, the primetime presentation of Friday's opening ceremony delivered 12.3 million viewers across platforms, down a whopping 54% from the 26.5 million who watched the opening ceremony in Rio in 2016. Just under 12 million people watched the primetime coverage on NBC. The remainder were on streaming. Yeah. So about 300,000 people streaming it. That's nice.
That's good.
So now the spin is the numbers went up. They went up after that.
Well, technically.
They increased.
They technically
did. The numbers got better. Jesus. The numbers are getting better. What do you mean? What's wrong?
There's just too much going on right now. Like for the Olympics to mean anything.
Okay, well, here are the numbers for Saturday, Sunday,
since 1992. Go ahead.
The same story in the Hollywood Reporter. Preliminary figures show an average of 17.55 million viewers for Saturday and 19.8 for Sunday. Those are decent numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, there's 20 million people watching the Olympics on a Sunday night. That's a good number. You're not buying that?
How many people watch Sunday Night Football? I'm just like, if you're thinking that's a good number for a Sunday night, like...
During the 2020 NFL regular season, NFL Sunday Night Football averaged 17.4 million viewers.
So, a little bit better.
That means the Olympics on Sunday did a better number than your average Sunday Night Football game.
Look, if you like sports...
That's good. I'm telling you, it's a good number.
It is a good number, and a lot of people watch the Olympics, and I don't care anything about gymnastics or softball or anything else, but if it's a gold medal something, and I turn around, I'm like, oh, is it all on the line for the, you know, the ultimate prize here? I'll watch it. I'll watch it if it's the Indy 500. I'll watch it if it's equestrian, just for the, you
horse
know, that competition... element of it at the very end. I'm not going to watch all the prelims, but yeah, I'll watch it. And at this point today, this is what I'm having trouble with. At this point today, when we are at that point, it is the gymnastic team competition.
It's the big one.
Simone Biles said,
play the sound.
I'm okay just dealing with things internally that will get fixed out within the next couple of days. She said she didn't want to go on. She said, I'm not doing this. You guys be better off without me. And now here comes the ESPN on Twitter saying Simone Biles, showing four pictures of her, cheered on her teammates after withdrawing from the women's gymnastics final. And she is out there cheering and really like into it. USA Gymnastics said Biles left because of a medical issue. Here's the quote from ESPN, ultimate teammate, hand clap.
No.
Say a lot of things.
No, wrong.
But when you say ultimate teammate.
It's a problem with ESPN doing this.
If you tag it with ultimate teammate, now you invite everyone to say, hold on a second.
That's what you do, kids.
She's the best one on the team.
We're just a little bit too stressed out, but we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
It's the Olympics!
Let's get to your calls on this after headlines in 90 seconds. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.